Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, you just got a bill, you owe $10,000. Whew, okay. Well, God's paid every other bill we had. Is that right? We got a bad report. Well, God healed me of other things. He'll heal me. Is that right? Yeah, yeah. Healing is mine. That's right. But how do many people respond? They don't respond like that. People have been to church for 40 years. Many of them, they don't respond like, oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no. What? Me? Why is this happening to me? No faith. No expectation of good. Depression. Anger, resentment, fear. This is you casting a shadow on the character of God. That's why it's evil. Notice, she said, I saw him. I saw him. And they said, mm-mm. So basically, she says, I saw him. And they say, we don't believe it. What'd they just do? They're calling her a liar or crazy. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went in the country, and they went and told it to the residue. And what? They said, well, here's somebody else that saw him today too. Maybe there's something to this. No, they didn't believe them either. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at meat. And the first thing he did was upbraid them. What's upbraid? It ain't a commendation. You ever had an upbraiding? What's an upbraiding? He reproved them. He corrected them. He upbraided them because of their unbelief and their hardness of heart. Why? About specifically because they did not believe them that had seen him after he was risen. That's the first thing. I mean, you think, man, we got resurrection. We got the Master standing here in the room in his glorified body. This is a wonderful time. He says, why didn't you believe? Which is a very good question. Why? Well, let me just, there's so much of this in the Bible, but let me remind you. In Matthew 17, don't turn to these, but in Matthew 17, this is way before any of this happened. While they were in Galilee, Jesus told them, the Son of Man's going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They'll kill him. The third day, he'll be raised again. A few chapters later, Matthew 20, Jesus is going to Jerusalem, and he took the 12 disciples apart in the way. And just because maybe they didn't get it the first time, he said, we're going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed to the chief priests, to the scribes, and they're going to condemn him to death. They're going to deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and discourage. They're going to crucify him. They're going to spit on him. But the third day, he'll rise again. They've heard this. That's just the two times we know of. Can you see why he was fully justified in upbraiding them?
Yes.
What do you mean? These are people you know, people you've trusted. Had Jesus ever lied to them? Did they have any reason to doubt him? Did they have all kind of reasons to believe him? That's why it's evil. Evil, unbelief like this. This is a stubbornness of heart. This is a refusal to believe when you've got every reason to believe. Somebody say, not me, not me. By the grace of God, I'm not going to be like that. That's why it was so serious when Adam and Eve, who knew God, who fellowshiped with Him personally every day, had he ever told them anything wrong? Had he ever been wrong about anything?
No.
We don't know how long they were with him like that. It could have been a long time. Could have been centuries. Could have been longer. I don't know. And had he ever been wrong about one thing? Had he ever tricked them or misled them or deceived them? Ever. Ever. And here comes the enemy and tells them one lie. And they cast aside, trusting him, and believe the devil instead of God. Somebody say evil, evil, evil. Evil. And that's why the repercussions were so serious. Because it wasn't just a mistake. It was a choice to believe bad things about the character of a perfect God who's never been anything but wonderful to you. So that's why when the first thing he does when he sees them after he's been raised from the dead is reprove them. Upbraid. Upbraid is abrasive.
That's right. That's right.
But sometimes you need a good upbraiding.
That's right.
And what was it about? Not believing.
That's right.
That's what it was about. Go with me in closing, I think, to the book of Hebrews again. Thank you, Lord. Oh, somebody say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you. I trust you. The scripture said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And what? Don't lean to your own understanding, to reasonings, to all of that stuff. Don't. Faith is not about knowledge and understanding. It's a choice. And it's faith in the character of the God who made us and loves us and who's never done anything except be faithful to us.
Right.
In Hebrews, I believe it's the 10th chapter. Oh, thank you, Father. 10 and 22. He said, let us draw near with a true heart. In full assurance of faith. This is why Abraham was counted the friend of God. God took him outside, said, look up into the night sky. I would think it would be a brilliantly clear night. Right? And they didn't have all the light pollution we've got today. He's out with no, they don't have any electricity. And no pollution. And you know, I believe the Lord would have just had an exceptionally clear night to do this. He probably cleared it up even more extra. And he said, look at those stars. Yes. He's looking at them thinking, wow. I don't think I've ever seen this many stars out at night. Because you know he's looked at them many, many times. Yes. He said, can you count all these stars? How many are they? He probably didn't try for any length of time. He said, God, I can't, I don't know how many. It's a lot. It's not just a lot. It's a mega lot. It's a humongous, ginormous, who knows. He said, that's how many children you will have. Well, he's older. Sarah's older. She couldn't conceive when she's young. It seems impossible. There's any number of things you could get to thinking about and think, well, how could that be? But what did the scripture say? He believed in God. He believed in Him. Oh, come on, are you with me? And Romans 4 describes it. That Abraham, he didn't waver in doubt. He was fully persuaded that what he had promised. He was able to perform. Isn't that what Paul is saying? I know in whom I have believed. This is not just faith in principles. Come on, this is not just faith in prayer, not just faith in religious ritual. This is faith in someone. Someone who is real and knowable. And did Abraham understand that? He didn't begin to understand that. But what? He said, I'm going to paraphrase. He's thinking, I don't know how that could be, and I don't know how this could be, but I know you.
Yes.
I know you. And if you said it, you can do it.
Yes.
Isn't that what Romans says?
Yes,
he was fully. He's not wrestling with it. He's fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Glory to God.
Glory to our great God.
Young, unmarried girl, angel tells her, you're going to conceive. That holy thing that's going to be born of you, be called the Son of God. She said, well, you know, I'm not married, don't have a husband, never been with a man. How's that going to work? He said, the power of the highest is going to come over you, overshadow you. She said, here I am. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to what you just said. Did she understand all that? No. But she had faith in the one who sent that angel. And in the words that he sent him to tell her. Oh, come on, can you see this? Somebody say, I trust him. I trust you, Lord. What did he say, Hebrews 10:22? Having a true heart, full assurance of faith. Having a heart sprinkled from an evil, conscious. Our bodies washed with pure water, verse 23. Let us do what? Hold fast the profession, that's usually translated confession, of our faith, what? Without wavering. Don't let anything cause you to doubt him. Why? For he is faithful. That promised. That's why we hold on to it. And we won't turn loose. And we keep believing it. And we keep saying it. It's not just faith in ourselves. It's not just faith in confession. It's not just faith in faith. It's not just faith in prayer or in church or in this. It's faith in him. Oh, hallelujah. And he is faithful. That promise.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me